A group of engineering students make a little girl's birthday very special, and a tech professor retires after 55 years on campus. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director. Thanks for joining us here on Tennessee Tech Today, where we take an in-depth look at what's happening with students, faculty, staff, research, and events on campus. Before we get too far into the show, I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Tennessee Tech Today will take a break during the holidays, and we'll be back in the new year. Well, the Early Intervention and Mechanical Engineering Project at Tennessee Tech provides innovative engineered products to children with special needs and their schools and families, while offering valuable real-world design experience to engineering students. This semester, a group of mechanical engineering students, Darrow Martinez, Stephen DeTroy, Christopher Gray, Megan Weisman, and Shelby Kilgore, worked on a special project for an infant with cerebral palsy. The group came up with an orthopedic spine to give the girl more stability and mobility. The team then drove to McMinnville and presented the project to the little girl, whose name is Miracle, but who was fondly referred to as Myra Bell by her five older brothers and sisters. This gift came the day before she celebrated her first birthday, making it even more special for her family and the students. I caught up with the tech students at the presentation to get their thoughts on the project. First up is Megan Weisman, a junior majoring in mechanical engineering and minoring in human ecology.
So we actually met with the family. We had built this project throughout the entire semester, went through full design process and fabrication all together. And so we've designed a spinal support for a little girl who has no control of her mid-torso or her hip support. And so this just allows her to have some freedom and be able to support herself independently and give her some independence back.
To see her wearing it, how does that make you feel?
It's kind of mind-blowing, and it's humbling almost, because this is one of those things we would never have to worry about growing up. I'd never have to worry about my child being able to support themselves or having to have 24/7 care almost. And so this gives the mother some freedom, and it allows the child to start growing. And the sooner that this is encountered in their lives, the better chances they have to go on and live independent lives.
And how good is it that you go to a school that allows you to be able to do something like this?
I am so appreciative. I'd actually heard a story from Dr. Canfield and Jeff down in the machine shop. Canfield came to Jeff and he had said, "I don't know if I can do this anymore." And it breaks my heart to think that there was a time where this was an option, and Jeff convinced him, "Hey, you're changing families' lives out there." And it is astounding and life-changing to see how this is actually going to affect her life, and she's going to be able to live a happy and independent life. And it works me to my core, because this is what I want to do for my life. I want to go in and design different products for people of different disabilities, no matter what it may be, and help them for the best.
Next up is Stephen DeTroy, a junior from Johnson City, Tennessee, majoring in mechanical engineering.
So we're here to fit the orthotic that we built on the little girl, Miracle.
And how did that go?
It was great. Yeah, we were able to adjust it just a little bit so it fit her better. And it worked out really well. So she seems to like it a lot, and it holds her in place. It's really great.
How much planning and just, you know, everything that went into this project?
So we put a lot into it. We met a lot of times in the library, just kind of brainstorming, figuring out ideas. We went through a lot of phases of exactly what we're going to do. And we finally settled on what we have now, which is a adjustable orthotic, that gives her spinal support. So we went through a lot of planning, a lot of research on different materials. Dr. Canfield finally kind of pushed us towards using a plastic instead of some sort of aluminum or something for the back. And so then we had a whole process of figuring out how to machine that and how to mold it. So we put a lot of time into doing that. And then we finally, they asked us if we'd be able to add in a gait trainer onto it. And so that was kind of a last minute addition, having to figure out how to incorporate that into the design as well.
And to see it come to fruition, how does that make you feel?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's such a good feeling, because most projects that you work on are just, you know, build this 5-bar linkage to do something, and then it just gets thrown away afterwards, or, you know, used for spare parts, where this is something that family is going to get to use for years, and it actually, you know, impacts a child's life. It's a great feeling.
To be in a class, in a school that allows you to do this, how cool is that?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, we love it. It's definitely a unique thing. You don't hear about this kind of thing a whole lot, so yeah. It's great.
Shelby Kilgore is a senior mechanical engineering major, and she's from Dunlap, Tennessee.
It's pretty crazy. My mom is in the medical field, so helping people was something I always wanted to do. So, I mean, it's just cool to see going from the designer style of it and then actually seeing it help a kid's life is crazy. It's pretty crazy. I love it a lot.
You know, to go to school where they have a class for that and have the school that allows you to do that, I mean, how cool is that?
It's really neat because I always thought we would just build a robot that would move a ball or something like that. So to see it actually help a kid's life versus just a project for making something is really neat. I really like it a lot. It helped a lot.
So is this something you could see yourself doing in the long term, or what do you plan on doing after school?
I would love to be able to help in the medical field like this and help kids because it's just not – they don't always make products available for every style of, like, a baby or a toddler. So I think it's really neat to be able to help where you can. So I would love to.
For more information on this project, you can go to the Tech website at ttu-eime.csc.tentech.edu.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. I'm Buddy Pearson. S.K. Bilal came to Tennessee Tech when Everett Derryberry was still the president. After 55 years of teaching biology, Professor Bilal has decided to retire. And S.K. Bilal joins us now, 55 years at Tennessee Tech. Can you even remember what brought you to Tech in the first place?
That is a good question. I don't. This friend of mine in Knoxville, Tennessee, somebody told him, and he just said, hey, would you like to go to Tennessee Polytechnic Institute? You already have your PhD. And I said, where is it? And he said, it's in a place called Cookeville, Tennessee. And I said, I don't have a car. He said, well, jump in the car. I'll take you. He took me here. He brought me here. And I met with Dr. Prescott, Dean Adams. I don't know whatever happened to the guy. And so the Derryberry said, man, you look awfully young for a PhD. I was the youngest PhD to come out of UT. Would you like to work here? I said, yeah. What do I do? He said, our quarter starts on January 3rd. Can you start on January 3rd? What do I teach? And Dr. Derryberry said, well, the dean will tell you. He didn't know. He said, the dean will tell you. The dean said, well, we are going to teach plant physiology. Can you teach it? I said, yeah, at the drop of a button. So I went back to Knoxville, packed up one suitcase, came in here. I didn't have any place to stay. We had a motel, hotel called Winona Motel, I think.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I got a room there. And the next day, the dean said, hey, there is a trailer available. Would you like to rent a trailer? You know, I was foolish. In January, you don't want to live in a trailer.
It's cold.
Cold. Yeah, the walls are just paper thin. It was not too far, so I could walk. I didn't have a car. I could walk. Right. So they put me in this trailer, and I just about froze to death. And I would try to get the hell out of the trailer every morning because my office was a little warmer. Uh-huh. My office was a Second World War barracks behind the Bartu Hall. It was called West Annex. So I stayed in my office most of the time because it's much warmer than my trailer. And I finally said, okay, this is not going to work. I've got to find me an apartment. And I've got an apartment and, you know, all those things,
right,
eventually. But I never thought I would just stay on.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Derryberry treated me well, the people were very nice, and the department needed somebody with a PhD to teach some advanced courses.
Right.
And I taught them. And they would ask, what do you want me to teach this semester? They would suggest a course. I taught them. One course I taught, I really loved, was local flora.
Okay.
it was, you know, just to let the kids know what grows around Middle Tennessee.
Sure.
And I had never taught that course before. I learned as much teaching that course as I did otherwise. So I would take the kids on Saturday to Salina, Tennessee, and Jamestown, and White County, and here and there, all Saturday morning. And we'll pick the flowers. You know, those flowers are still in the herbarium.
Really?
From 1965. They're
wow.
still there. Yeah. So I started a collection. We yeah. didn't have one. So the collection is still there. Because these are resources kids could use. And now that these are regular courses, others teach this course, it is still here. It's got the local flora. So it became a standard course for the school. Then, you know, the days went by, and I ran into my wife after 2 years, just got married, and then finding another job somewhere did not even cross my mind. You know, you go other places because there's no more money. For a lot of people, money is the motivating factor. To me, as long as I have enough money to buy groceries and pay rent, that's enough for me. That it never turned me on. So they paid me enough to stay on. And I just stayed on. Before I knew it, I got the tenure. Now, getting a tenure in a university is very difficult. But I got a tenure within 5 years, I think. And they promoted me because I had a PhD, and I was doing well, I guess. And I just said, okay, I'll stay for a few more years. A few more years went by, and I was the youngest professor. I was 20, maybe I was 31, 32, something like that. Hey, how many people could do that?
Yeah.
I said, okay, I'll stay on for a few more years. A few more years rolled by, and here I am after 55 years. I had nothing but fun. I got married, of course, to a local girl from Smith County. And we have two children. One is a lawyer in Nashville. Other is a doctor in Washington, D.C. They're all doing well. There's a fulfillment of life. Okay? And I was not seeking great wealth or glory to my name or anything. You know, just hey, love your country, love your family, and everything takes care of itself. Yeah.
What do you think has been some of the biggest changes in higher education in the last 55 years?
In the last 20 years, I would say, is the digitalization of higher education.
Yeah.
Look at the books I have around here.
Yeah.
We don't, any of those books you find, the information is found digitally. I never expected that would happen.
Right.
The students walk in today in my class, and nobody has any books. They have the whole thing digitized on a cell phone or a tablet or something. And that is the biggest change. Because books are bulky. There are a lot of material you need to know. But the other ways of knowing it. And that is something revolutionary. So a human being, they tell me, oh, we don't need a professor. You can just learn everything from a computer. I don't really agree. You know, we humans are made to interact.
Yeah.
I think that's the way we are made by man upstairs. Now, you need to see people in the eye and talk to them and see where they are from, what is making them tick. You can't do that just by looking at a television screen. So a lot of students who come and sit down and talk, they will ask things like, you know, I don't know what I want to do. My dad wants me to go to medical school, but I don't want to be a doctor. And I talk to them and say, what turns you on?
Yeah.
What is important to you? Just hang around for a year, take these courses, and we'll talk. whatever bothers you, tell me and we'll talk. And you'll figure it out. Do you know just about every kid, in about 1.5, 2 years, there's a, you know, I think I want to be a dentist. Well, what made you change your mind? I thought you wanted to be a doctor. He said, no, I think dentistry will be a lot of fun. I want to be a pharmacist. Or I want to own a farm. Mm-hmm. I want to raise cattle. There are all kinds of other interests that formulates over time,
yeah.
That blossoms over time.
Right.
And I think we've had some good, productive kids. You know, even today, some of them come back and come to me and say, you know, I took your course 30 years ago. I said, you're kidding me. And they are grandparents now.
Yeah.
They want their grandkids to go here.
Right.
You know, that's exciting.
What are you most proud of in your 55 years?
I don't know. You know, every day is a proud moment to me. It just, I've never been unhappy. So I don't have to pick any one item that I'm proud of. I'm proud of accomplishing a family. I think I make a little contribution to education. I hope I'm guiding the young people to do the right thing. Those are all proud movements. It happens every day. There is no ups and downs. It just happens every day. Nothing that stands out that I did anything outstanding. And I won the outstanding faculty award because somebody thought, okay, this guy is good enough to be outstanding. And he just ran out. So they couldn't give me any more. let me see. That's... And I worked under 5 presidents.
Wow.
5 presidents, yeah. Starting with Derryberry. And every day, I'm proud of what the kids are doing. You know, a lot of people say, oh, kids are in trouble, they do this, they do that. That's all part of growing up. As long as you don't jump off the bridge and kill yourself, and you got some ups and downs, and we want to pat you on the back when you are up, and when you are down, we want to give you a hand to pull you up. And life goes on. Life goes on. Those are all proud movements. Every day something happens.
Do you have any regrets?
No. I really don't have any regrets at all. I really don't. One day, many years ago, one of my students killed himself. That really got to me. Because I really felt like maybe I should have seen this coming. They were depressed,
right.
Depression. But I didn't, and it kind of bothered me for a few weeks. Could I have done anything? Probably not. That's a psychological condition, and but I've attended so many kids, their marriages. One of my students fell off a rock in Cummins Falls, and hit his head and died.
Wow.
This is many years ago. Yeah. That really bothered me.
Sure.
Maybe I should have been there with him to prevent him from climbing a wet rock. But children do things like that.
Right.
So those are events that are regrettable. But that happened to everybody. That happens to everybody. But we carry on.
Yeah.
Keep your faith and keep loving.
So why retire now?
Well, somebody asked me that. I can really go on. If you want me to teach another course next year, physically, mentally, intellectually, I can go on. But I think you reach an age, I'm 80. As long as I'm here, it is going to prevent a younger person moving in. I think you need to let them move into the space I had, so they can grow professionally themselves. As long as I'm here, they can move up. New people cannot come in. So I thought, okay, it's time to let some young people. Do you know there is not a single person in this department, or many other departments too, who are still here when I started?
Really?
Zero.
Yeah.
They all came in much later I did.
Yeah.
And so if you ask me who is your old friend, I can't think of any. They're all either dead or retired. Well, if you live long enough, it happens.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do now that you're not coming to...
Well, Phyllis asked me that just a few minutes ago. I said, I'll be here tomorrow. I'll be here day after, you know. And I got a lot of things I need to read. I need to do some writing. Nothing special. Somebody needs some help, some volunteer service for giving blood. Hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
Anything that is worthwhile to do, I'll do it.
How long is it going to take to clean your office?
Oh, you know, so many students would come and ask me, Dr. Bilal, you need any help to clean this office? I said, don't touch anything. I know where everything is and exactly where I want it to be.
Right.
You know, my daughter always makes fun of me. I bet you Dad cannot find what is in the bottom of that table. She's right. I have no idea. Been there for 50 years. It can be there for another 50 as far as I'm concerned. I had to clean up this office. I think it is time.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give the books away. Whoever wants some books, they can come and get it. If they think there is a need for it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in particular. You know, all the artifacts you find here, for example, that blackboard, it has never been cleaned for the last so many years, for decades. So students would come and write a statement. I bet you can't even erase any of those because it has become...
it's permanent.
It's permanent, yeah. So why erase it? You know the flag, you see the American flag?
Yeah.
I got that flag when I became an American citizen. They gave us the flag. So it is still hanging. And we had a dinner, and the flag on the other side is what I had on my table at the dinner. So it's still there. You know, I got Bibles in all the languages, even on the top of the shelf, in Arabic and Latin and Hindi and all those languages. You know, those are artifacts. I'll just give them away. Some library may want to have them. I don't know. So I got slides, microscope slides, which I made myself 30, 40 years ago. You cannot get those things. So I'll put them in the collection. The students could are going to medical school. They can look at those pathological slides. You know, I got a whole boxes full of them. And that's, cleaning this office will be a project.
Yeah.
I'll just maybe throw a few of this every day. Eventually, nobody wants this office anyway. See, the biology is moving to the new building.
Okay.
So, hell, I'll hang out.
Yeah.
It's a good place to hang out. Now, I'll be here Sunday afternoon, Saturday night, you know, just close the door and read, work on the computer.
Sure.
So I really don't have any project I want to finish.
Okay.
I finish everything in my life as I go along.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is the goal.
Yeah. Well, thank you for all the years of service, and I'm sure Tennessee Tech appreciates all the
well,
lives
I hope
of the
so.
Students that you've touched.
Yeah, Dr. Derryberry hired me. After that came Dr. Angelo Volpe. Then Prescott came in for a couple of more years from, he was at Middle Tennessee State.
Mm-hmm.
Then he came here. He returned to Tennessee Tech. Who else? After Angelo for a few years, Dr. Bell came in. Then now we have Dr. Oldham. They all have been great guys. they were all great. And some of the changes I see happening, we are finding more and more women faculty members,
right,
which I think is tremendous, because we should have done this long back, but there are more PhDs among women coming up. So we need to hire more and more of those. You know, the chances for women to be scientists,
right,
they are just as good or better than we men, you know. So those are some of the goals I'm hoping. I participated in bringing that along in my own little part, but I think it'll continue to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. So it has been a good life. It's been a good trip. Yeah.
Well, that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the T2 website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, and confident. Wings up, everybody.